Welcome to Museum of Austerity. You are seated on a bench approximately 1.8 meters long with green upholstery. This is a replica of the benches found in the UK Houses of Parliament. An identical bench is opposite you on the other side. You are in a plain rectangular room with a grey carpeted floor and white walls, with grey panelling running around the perimeter of the room on the lower section of the walls. Above the centre of the room hang four Georgian period hexagonal shaped lanterns. These are also suggestive of the UK Houses of Parliament. The room is approximately 13 metres long and 7 metres wide. You are seated against the long wall, which we will call the West Wall. On your left is the North Wall. On your right is the South Wall through which you entered the space. In the northwest corner of the space, there's a short wall that projects inwards from the West Wall by about a metre. Behind this short wall, there's a narrow corridor-shaped passageway. In the centre of the East Wall, there's an open doorway leading to a small annex room. On the east side of the south wall, there's a small recessed area. Above the panelling on the wall behind you is a large sign made up of grey letters spelling out the words Museum of Austerity. On the north wall is a large printed quotation from the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities from an inquiry concerning the United Kingdom, November 2016, which concludes, "There is reliable evidence that the threshold of grave or systematic violations of the rights of persons with disabilities has been met." There are a number of physical objects in the room. In addition to the replica Parliament benches, these include, in the southwest corner, near the entrance, there's a concrete platform, shin height and about a metre square. In the northwest corner, there's a small grey table similar to those in UK job centres. At the end of the northwest corridor, there's a white fridge. In the centre of the north wall is a single green chair with no arms. In the northeast corner, six concrete paving slabs are laid on the ground in a large rectangle. In the alcove beyond the east wall, there's a green hospital chair set against its right-hand wall. Back outside the alcove, there are two single grey beds in the space, one directly in the centre of the space, and one in the south-east alcove. These are the only physical objects in the room, although for those wearing the HoloLens, it appears to be populated by eight life-size holographic figures that are about to be described in detail.